from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jack. Your grandfather's one of the greatest play-by-play men of all time. Give us the play-by-play of what happened during the fight. Who started it? Who got the best hits in? Who was the most pissed off? What happened?
Well, guys, thanks for having me on. I'm really appreciated. So admittedly, I was on the other end of the field when it ensued, and it was one of those situations where you see something go down and you work your tail off to get down there and see the best of it. Apparently, what had happened was Justin Fields was brought down in a way by a Landon Roberts that I don't think rookie offensive guard Mason McCormick particularly liked very much. Mm. And McCormick decided to let the veteran inside linebacker know that it pissed him off. And one thing led to another. And McCormick at one point, I believe, was in the face and getting physical with both E-Rob and Patrick Queen, which out of a fourth round draft choice offensive lineman from South Dakota State, I absolutely love. No fear. Standing up for the quarterback and getting in the face of two pretty intimidating dudes in Roberts and Queen.
Did he get the best of them physically? Like, I want to know, there was a brouhaha. Who was ragdolling people around out there, Jack?
I think it was 50-50. I think some people will tell you that McCormick got the best of them. I think some people will tell you that Roberts got the best of them. But after practice, I mean, both – we talked to Landon Roberts after practice, and he kind of had a smile on his face when it was brought up. I mean, they were all okay about it afterwards, and some of them even were kind of glad that it ensued, because they gave us the whole runaround of iron sharpening iron.
Well, Tomlin had the black Air Force Ones on today, and apparently that means it's business time at camp when he puts the black Air Force Ones on.
Yeah, Nick Herbig was asked if the black Air Force Ones had anything to do with the scrum today, and he kind of brushed that off.
Who asked that question? Was that you?
No, it was not me.
Oh. Was it Dale Lally?
It was not Dale Lally.
Damn it. I'm out of guesses. Was it Kabali?
Was it Nick Faribault?
No.
Are you going to make us wait and guess the right answer, or are you going to tell us?
I'm pretty sure it was Brooke Pryor.
Oh. All right, Brooke. Getting to the real in-depth stuff today. All right, what's going on with Russell Wilson, Jack? You've been at camp most days. You know, we got a report from you like, as soon as the pads go on, he's going to be back out there, nothing to worry about. What is the participation level right now of the perceived Steelers starting quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday he got like 7 or 8 reps in 7-on-7 where he actually threw the ball, and he completed every one. But it was the same thing today in 11-on-11 as it's been. Anytime he's in there, under center for anything 11-on-11 related, he's just handing the ball off and then coming out. And anytime a passing play gets underway, it's somebody else. It's usually Fields or it's Kyle Allen. I'm not concerned about it yet. I think they truly are erring on the side of caution, and Mike Tomlin has told us on several occasions that it has a lot to do with them getting to know and understand Russell better when it comes to, you know, when he's dealing with something that might be nagging them or nagging him. So I think they're just really erring on the side of caution when it comes to Wilson. But at the same time, I mean, I'd love to see him get out there and be a full participant as opposed to just, you know, handing the ball off and participating here and there when it comes to 7-on-7.
Jack, who had the better of play today, offense or defense, with the pads on and things popping off?
It was both on good on both sides, I should say. I mean, one of the guys that really stuck out to me was Beanie Bishop defensively. Defensive back one-on-ones with the receivers.
He is making a name for himself, Jack.
I mean, I think there's a lot of merit to it, Pony. I mean, any time that George Pickens went in there for a one-on-one, Grady Brown, the defensive backs coach, was sending Beanie Bishop in there to face off against Pickens. And he held his own. And there was a play where Pickens went up and made a catch, but he came down and didn't survive the ground, and it was incomplete. And I think the only reason why Pickens was able to catch the ball is because there's, you know, 5-6 inches of height differential there. But Bishop was with him every step of the way. And look, I wouldn't get it twisted. I think Beanie Bishop is the slot corner. I mean, Josiah Scott was released. I think Bishop is really the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to who is going to be getting the bulk of the reps at slot corner with the first team. It's been him. And I think he's made a serious case for it. He's played really well.
Damn. How about the rookies on the offensive line? Another day for Fautanu and Zach Frazier, who everyone just expects to be the Steelers' starting corner. Starting center, excuse me. Is he showing why he will be that guy right now, Jack?
They're doing the typical runaround, Pony, with the rookies and not barely giving them any reps with the first team at this point. Like, Fayamalu had the day off, Veterans Day off today, right? And Spencer Anderson, the 7th-round pick from a couple of years ago, was getting the reps at first team at left guard. I would have to imagine that that's why they drafted Mason McCormick. I would love to see Mason McCormick get those reps when a guy like Fayamalu or even James Daniels has a day off, but we know that's not going to happen. Zach Frazier has barely gotten any reps with the first team. I haven't seen any. And I think there might be a little bit more of a competition there at center than we're led to believe on. Like, if you had to give me or if I had to give you a chance of which rookies are going to start week one on the offensive line, if I had to rate Fautanu's chances, I'd probably say 7.5, 8 out of 10 that he's the first week one probably right tackle. Zach Frazier being the week one center, based off of what I've seen and the reps that he's gotten, I would maybe rate that at a 3 or 4.
This is
amazing stuff from
Jack,
Hillgrove.
Jack, can you confirm Frazier was getting beat up in one-on-ones? Because I'm seeing tweets out there that he was getting beat pretty badly by bull rushes in the one-on-one drills.
Yeah, I did not see those today. I was watching the wide receivers and the defensive backs.
And the fights,
yes.
Jack, thank you for being a part of Camp Chronicles.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, you guys. It was
fun. There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.